to rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Welcome to our house here at WWDB. We are 1 week away from voting. Please, please, please get out the vote. Our democracy and our country depends on it. We are live right here at WWDB on the radio at 860 AM on the podcast. We are also live. If you ask Alexa, she will bring me up today. Also, on Odyssey, and you can send me questions on Instagram and Facebook. So I got all that out of the way. You know, I was doing research for a different show today, and I thought I would have some fun with today's show when I came across something, and I'm like, ooh, that could be a really fun show. Not only is it exactly 1 week before voting, but it's 2 days. Let's see. Let me look at my calendar here. We are, 2 days before Halloween, or Hallows Eve, as they used to say in the olden days. I was doing research for a different show that I wanted to do today, but then I came across something that really struck my fancy, and I started to read into it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that will be a great home improvement show for today. Not that there's home improvements in there, but you might want to change some things out after you listen to today's show. I thought since it was right before Halloween, it would be fun to do house home superstitions. I've mentioned some of these in the past, you know, here and there, you know, don't walk under a ladder. But I came across this cute little article. It was just a little blurb, and it's what sprung me into today's show. So we're going to spend some time talking about things in or around your house that could be considered superstition. And we're going to start with the article that I found very intriguing. So any of you that have old houses, I'm going to suspect that you're going to check it out when you get home today to see if your staircase has this. So if you live in an older house, you probably have what's called spindles or a baluster. Those are the poles or rods that go up and down the steps, usually wooden in the olden houses. They're used to support your staircase system. And they also have the handrail on them. And it was really funny. I found this article and it said, if there's one upside down baluster on your historic staircase, blame superstition. So, of course, I had to find out a little bit more about it and why they were saying such a thing. So, here's the way it goes. While some builders purposefully installed one baluster to acknowledge that only God's creations are perfect. So, that's why they did it upside down. Others cite the English superstition that claims an upside-down baluster prevents the devil from climbing the stairs and taking anyone to their deathbed. Either way, the feature seems to be linked to a higher power, which I thought was quite interesting when I read it. I was like, what? Too interesting, too funny. So I led me to believe to start to read into other things that you'll find around your house. You just heard me talk about the ladder, and a leaning ladder against a house was considered suspicious, an old age superstition. Walking under a ladder is something that they say you have to avoid walking under it, or bad luck will surely ensure. So I thought that was a little bit interesting too. I don't walk under ladders. I'm superstitious in some things, not all things, but I'm definitely superstitious about certain things. So I thought, huh, that's a good one. Now, I have done this one before, and this is a very interesting one. And we all know of witches and broomsticks and riding on broomsticks and all of that other good things. But I've done this one where I've left a new broom in a house. I did it in my last house when I moved out. I left a broom. And broomsticks and brooms are associated with sweeping away bad energy. And according to superstition, your old broom should not be brought to your new home because it probably has all the energy from your old home in it. I know this is really funny. So I've left one and I don't bring an old broom with me to a new house. I know it sounds really funny. But I've left a new broom at somebody's house so that they can feel that they're sweeping and cleaning out. I usually leave my houses clean, but just in case. But it gives the new owner a broom to sweep their new house. But it also, when you take a new broom to your new house, it lets you sweep away any energy that might be left there. And we're going to talk about energy in a house. It's an inexpensive gift, and it's worth leaving one behind if you're a little bit superstitious. Just remember, you are risking bringing all the old things with you that you swept out of your old house, including all that dirt. Now, this is a good one, and I have done this, and I always suggest it to people that feel that their house isn't as friendly and as comfortable as it should be. And I've talked about sage in the past, burning sage in your house, saging your house, saging your car, new car. When you buy something from somebody else that's used, you should sage it to get rid of the evil spirits that might be associated with it. Now, you guys are probably all out there laughing like, I can't believe she's talking about this. But some of these are deeply embedded in spiritual and religious beliefs. And feng shui, sage is a very feng shui thing to do in your house. So dried sage, or specifically burning dried sage, is believed to keep evil spirits away. So believers of the spiritual benefits of burning sage see it as a way to keep things in balance and cleansing the spirit, as burning sage is said to eliminate the bacteria that hangs in the air. So if you want to try this, I just want to warn you, make sure that you open your doors and windows so that any unwanted spirits, as well as the smoke from the burning smoke from the burning sage, have a place to get out. I've done this before. You know, sometimes people feel like they need a cleanse in their home, or, you know, they'll sage like around their body. Just remember, it will, if you live in an apartment, in a condominium complex or something like that, chances are it will set off your smoke detector, because I've done that before as well. Speaking of smoke detectors, segue here. This weekend, you're going to be changing your clocks. Yes, if it's 8 o'clock right now, you're going to be moving it to 7 o'clock. So our Halloweeners and trick-or-treaters will get out while it's still light. But then this weekend, you're going to change the clocks. You're going to gain an extra hour of sleep, so they say. But my pet peeve with that is getting up in the dark and then driving home or coming home in the dark. I never enjoyed that at all. I'd rather have more hours of sunlight. And by the way, according to the weather forecast I was seeing, it's supposed to be in the 80s on Halloween. Yep. So perfect time to sage your home, open up all those windows. Now, we all know about the number 13. I call it lucky number 13. I feel like it's a lucky number for me. Just, you know, that's my own personal belief. But we all know that most people associate the number 13 with being bad luck. And so most hotels don't have a 13th floor. So here's what I found out, which was really interesting, that in some hotels, instead of putting the 13th floor, they put an M on the elevator buttons. I have never seen it, but I read it, so it must be true. Ha ha ha. You know what they say about doing your research. So if you're buying a house or something like in an apartment complex or something like that, it says don't buy an apartment on the 13th floor or buy a property with a number 13. That being said, different cultures have different superstitions for different numbers, where they believe 8 is to be lucky in China, but 4 is not lucky in China. And in Italy, 13 is considered a lucky number. That must be why I like it, because on my bucket list is my trip to Italy. So 13 is good for me. I just think this is such a fun thing to do. So let's go on with the superstitions that are so much fun. You know, there's a Rolling Stone song that says, "I see a red door and I want to paint it black." Well, I've talked about red doors before. A red door is a good thing in feng shui. It is believed to invite positive energy into your house throughout your whole house, as well as act as protection, keeping bad spirits away. It's also associated with being debt-free. It's said to be a symbol of good luck and health in Chinese culture. And I have read up and spent some time studying feng shui, and in the money spot in your home of feng shui, if you pull up a feng shui spot, it's usually when you're facing the door, I believe it's the right-hand corner, you should have something red, whether it's a red pillow, a red tablecloth, a red piece of furniture, something like that. So if you are superstitious and you're trying to draw good luck and health into your house and be financially sound, red is the color to go with, and it's also considered a great color for a front door. However, I have read, and I have done this show before many, many moons ago. We are like into our 200th show here, somewhere around there. I have read that with feng shui and your home, there is a north, south, east, west side. And depending on which way your door faces, you should be painting your door a color that associates to the feng shui chart, because certain colors, again, keep bad spirits away and others allow good spirits to come into your house. So just a little superstition for you there. For those of you that are packing up your house and getting ready to move, here is some more superstition. Man, I have a lot of these today. I don't know, TJ, I might be able to fill the whole show with superstitions today. TJ's in the studio while I'm Zooming from home because I'm a little under the weather today. We'll have to play some Halloween music with all these superstitions going on.
Anyway, got some.
Moving day. What was that, TJ?
I got some music queued up already.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. This is fun. You might find some things for you and your wife as I'm reading through my fun list of superstitions. I couldn't believe how many of these I found when I was doing research for a different article that I'll probably end up doing next week. So moving day, for people that like to move, usually we try to schedule the weekends to move, to pack up our old house and move to a new house. But believe it or not, superstition advises not to move into a new house on a Saturday. Saturdays are considered to be unlucky in Hindu mythology and Indian culture. It is believed that Saturdays are dedicated to the Lord Shanti. Or Shani, S-H-A-N-I. I think that's so funny. The same goes with moving on a Friday the 13th in Western culture. However, since most people don't work on the weekends, moving on Fridays and Saturdays is what we usually do. So again, rooted in religion. And remember, we all worship somebody different, whether it's Shani or Allah or God or whoever you worship, you know, it's all the same person in any religion. It's just we call them by a different name. So keep that in mind, too, as you're getting ready to pull the lever when you vote. You know, don't be forced by other people's religions. You have your own. That's why we are the melting pot of America. That's why there's so many different people here. And of all different cultures and all different backgrounds. And that's why this is such an amazing, wonderful place to live. Well, here's another one. We all love to decorate our houses, especially designers. And there are so many superstitions associated with decorating your house, like walking under a ladder. And you've heard the one about breaking a mirror, you'll get bad luck for 7 years. And superstition related to walking under the ladder originates, believe it or not, from the Egyptians. And going back to what I said in the beginning, they believed that when you walked under a ladder, you would be disturbing and angering the spirits that live in the space between the wall and the ladder. Yes. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm just sharing, people. I'm just sharing. I'm hoping to put a smile on your face today. As for breaking mirrors, it's believed that the smaller the shards of glass, the smaller the bad luck. So Romans believed it would take 7 years to get rid of all the small shards of glass, the same amount of time it takes for life to be renewed. And what I say about that with life being renewed is they actually say that our bodies, our physical bodies, every 7 years renew itself. So all the skin cells are renewed, all the hair is renewed. Our body actually every 7 years goes through a change. So do the multiplication table for seven. How old are you? Is your body going through a change? So I thought that was, these were some fun articles as I was reading about them. But let's talk about some others that are deeply rooted in history, like keeping your shoes off when you walk into a house. You're supposed to take your shoes off because you're not supposed to bring the outside inside of your house. Now, the outside is a beautiful place, but remember where you're walking. And we've talked about this in your house too, about taking your shoes off at the door. But one thing that my mother always used to yell at us for when we were younger was we would get our shoes and we would go sit down to put them on, and we would put them on the table. And my mother would absolutely go nuts if we would take our shoes off and put them on the table. So they say that it's seen as a sign of bad luck in the United States and in the United Kingdom. And they say it could even lead to death. The exact origin of this superstition, though, is really not known. So I thought that was a fun one because my mother always would yell at us when we were younger and say, don't put your shoes on the table. It's bad luck. So here's a good one for all of you out there. Huh. Now with feng shui, a lot of these are rooted in Chinese culture. There is a right way and a wrong way to set your bed in your house. You're supposed to set your bed on the north-south sleeping pattern as opposed to the east-west. And according to an old American proverb, waking up on the wrong side of the bed is really a thing. So if you want to have a good day, you should get out of your bed on the same side that you got in your bed. Also, in American Proverbs, bonus points if you make your bed, if you want to sleep well. So they're saying that what you should do, I mean, this is they, who is they? Everybody talks about they these days. We're talking about Proverbs. We're talking about ancient cultures. That's who they is. So you're supposed to make your bed every day. Now, some doctors and researchers would tell you, don't make your bed the first thing when you get up in the morning. You need to allow all the germs to escape and you need the sheets to be freshened from your night of sleep. But if you make your bed, you're supposed to be able to sleep better at night. Yeah. Okay. So here's another one. Color is such a crazy thing in superstition. Green is a color, red is a color, blue is a color. These are all colors in superstition. And in the South of the United States, it was usually traditional to paint porch ceilings blue. This is called haint blue, H-A-I-N-T, haint blue. I'm going to have to see if that's actually a color. And the color, and I found this when I was doing research, I found this paint blue color coming up over and over again in my research. And haint blue was meant to keep evil spirits, which are called haints. See, we learn something every day, from entering your home. And even if you don't believe it, it's supposed to be a very, very lovely shade of blue. So just want to throw that out there. Now, the other one that's out there is green paint. Yep. Now, this is crazy because green paint, certainly in the 19th century, they believed that green paints could literally kill you. Paris green was a pigment that was widely used for children's toys. Yes, in the early 19th century. And we know that there was a lot of lead in paint as we were younger and growing up. So green paint, I love green paint. I am planning on painting rooms green. But in the 19th century, green paint could literally kill you. Paris green, a pigment that was widely used, as I started to say, in textiles, children's toys, paint, wallpaper, actually contained arsenic and could produce poisonous arsen gas. So eventually doctors and paint manufacturers caught up and put a stop to the toxic color of paint. So some still consider green to be unlucky. To paint your walls, green walls in your home are supposed to be very unlucky. I find that hard to believe. I love green paint, just like red. I believe that red raises the energy level in a room. It can evoke feelings of, you know, excitement and passion and anger. So be careful where you're painting. If you want to do the feng shui and paint something red, you might want to opt for something that's a little bit softer and muted, especially if you find yourself struggling before you fall asleep at night. Sometimes the colors that you're painting aren't exactly the best colors for your room. So, yeah, I know it sounds really funny, like Carol. Oh, my gosh, paint colors. I'm still painting green. I don't care. I love it. Here's an interesting one that I found, that you should not have a broken clock in your house. You're supposed to fix any clocks that are broken before they signal doom, so they say. Clocks mark the passage of time and have been associated with human mortality. Yeah, can you believe that? So what is it about a broken clock? Well, because clocks mark the passing of time, in the Victorian era, clocks were stopped when a person in the household died. So it's not surprising that a clock has abruptly stopped working bodes bad luck. So even spookier, if the broken clock suddenly chimes, it's a sign that death is near. Interesting. I did not know about the chimes, but I have heard stories in the past of people having a clock in their house and it's for some strange reason stops, and then they get a phone call that a relative or a parent or somebody has passed. So I find that very interesting. So we want to make sure that those clocks are working. I'm going to go around and fix my clocks today. Well, guess what? Here you go, listeners. This weekend, daylight saving time, we have to change the clocks. It's also the time to change the batteries in your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. So while you're going around your house, check every clock, put the batteries in, make sure it's plugged in, and make sure it's set to the right time so that you don't have to deal with that superstition of the household clock, meaning that somebody has died or that it's bringing bad luck into your house. Well, I have a whole bunch more for everyone. So let's take a commercial break. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway as we talk about superstitions around your house. We will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of Brushed Smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products and Brushed Smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly siding.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
This is Halloween, pumpkin scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat, till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. It's our town, everybody scream, in this town of Halloween.
I've heard that song before. What is that song?
That is from Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay. I never watched that. I was never a fan, so never watched it. Good Halloween song. Hey, we are talking about superstitions around your house, but before I do that, let me give a shout out to our sponsor, LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding in Brush Smooth Finish. If you heard the commercial or if you are interested in siding your home, please go to lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes, where you can have beautiful home appeal with their designs that are longer lasting with superior protection against the elements. Yes. So let's definitely look into their siding. I love it. I have it on my shed. I know somebody else that just did it. We had their expert here on our show. And whether you are looking at architectural styles, including modern farmhouse, updated ranch, Cape Cod, they have eye-catching detail and they're absolutely beautiful. So make sure you check them out. So we are talking here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts about superstitions about our house. And these were some very interesting ones that I found that I thought one of them I always found really creepy to begin with. But this one, let me start with the milder one first. So we all think it's really fun and cute when our kids bring home a jar of fireflies or they want to collect them and they're starting to die down. Now you're not going to see them as it's getting colder. But think about it in the summer. According to Victorian superstition, when a firefly or lightning bug, as most of us know them, get into your home, it means that someone in your household will die soon. That is so not true, but it is a superstition, and some people believe it. So if you're super superstitious, you don't want to bring fireflies into your house. Now, this is the one that I absolutely hate because I just think it's disgusting. Sorry, hunters. Have your own separate room. You know, for those of you that taxidermy the deer or the turkey or the moose head or anything like that, it's considered bad luck. Now, it's not just that. It's a vase of shriveled up flowers or even a seashell that has no life in it. I didn't know about the seashells. The shriveled up flowers, they're dead. I don't want them in my house. They don't mean anything to me once they're dead. But the connection between decaying objects and human morality is celebrated in a very rich history on Vanitas artwork. I'm not sure I'm saying it right. Vanitas, in which skulls and rotting fruit and extinguished candles symbolize the transient of human life. And the issue isn't that the cut and dried flowers are bad. It's just that, yeah, they are. I'm not a fan. I don't like dead flowers. I don't know why anybody saves them. I know a lot of people that do, friends and family alike that save dead flowers. And I'm like, but they're dead. If it means that much to you, take a picture of it and throw them away and then just print out your picture and label it so you remember. Never have been a fan of the heads on the wall. Like, I get it in a log cabin if I was doing an Airbnb or something, but like if I had ever married somebody who hunted and wanted to put all these dead antlers and moose heads and deer heads and all of that, or taxidermy of fox or something that they caught, I'd be like, you go get your own he shed because I don't want them in the house. However, in feng shui, when it comes to seashells, you know, a lot of people say if there's no life in the seashell, it's not good. But feng shui says that certain seashells, when properly placed throughout your house, can bring you good fortune. Wondering about that. So, and I do have some beautiful seashells, and the seashells are absolutely beautiful. But just so we know, critters live in seashells. Seashells are their home. So the critters are gone. But yeah, that's one I'm a little iffy on. I just think that the dead stuffed taxidermied animals just to me are gross. Personal opinion. Not everybody feels that way. And yay to the hunters that are out there that know how to use their guns and rifles and bow and arrows and everything else properly. So here is another fun thing about superstitions along Friday the 13th or Halloween or anything like that. How about bread and salt? So I was never familiar with this one. Bread and salt are the most important symbols of hospitality, wealth, and prosperity around the world. Never, ever, ever, ever knew this. And so they say, they remember, we're talking about, when I refer to the to they in this reading of all these different things, they means ancient history and culture. So bread and salt, like I said, are supposed to be the symbols of hospitality, wealth, and prosperity. So therefore, you should make sure that your family will never go hungry. Right. To make sure, let me read this properly, because I found some of these online. To make sure your family will never go hungry and will always have a life full of flavor, you need to bring a loaf of bread, the most essential food, and some salt, the most essential spice, with you the very first time you enter your new home. I have never heard that before. So, if you're going to visit somebody for the first time or they're getting ready to move into your home, into a new home, make sure you take a loaf of bread and a container of salt with you and give it to them. So the first time they enter their home, it gives them the symbolisms that they need of hospitality, wealth, and prosperity, and to know that you'll never be hungry. All right. While we're on food, here's another good one for food. Boiling milk and rice. Isn't that called rice pudding? Boiling rice and milk in an open pot until it boils over the sides symbolizes purity and long life. The overflowing pot also represents the abundance of prosperity and wealth that will bless the new home. You should offer some milk and rice to household spirits and serve the rest lightly sweetened to any of the guests in your home. Well, first of all, I know what boiling over milk in a pot is like, and it is a pain in the neck to clean. But, you know, if you feel like you have spirits in your home, boil some rice and milk, and maybe you can offer them some, excuse me, and get rid of them. So not only doing so will ensure good fortune, but it also helps you create a social contact with the people in your neighborhood who will now think you are crazier than ever if you do that. So, yeah, I don't think so. But while we're talking about rice and while we're talking about food and salt, here's another one. Sprinkling salt and scattering coins or rice on your floor. I know. You're like, Carol, you've really lost it today. Spread some salt over the threshold of a front door, as well as every other door and windowsill throughout your home, and then call the house cleaner to clean it up. Even if you don't believe that salt has the power to repel evil spirits and keep your home safe against black magic, as the superstition goes, you can at least rest assured that no vermin will dare enter your salty dwelling. You may also want to scatter some coins or rice grains on the floor, another ritual that symbolizes a wish for prosperity and wealth. Now, I have heard that salt will keep some critters from coming into your home. Ants won't cross a salt line, interesting, or a baking soda line. So maybe there's a little bit of truth in that, but if you've been down on your luck lately, as superstition goes, you might want to go around and scatter a little salt or flour, not flour, salt or rice or some coins throughout your doorways and your windowsills. And just remember, you have to clean it up. Don't leave it there. Okay, so what else can I share with you? This is crazy. I mean, some of these are so, so crazy, but this is the fun of being able to talk about superstitions around your home. So what else can we share about superstition? Well, let me pull up a couple more that I have. Rocking chairs. How many of us have rocking chairs in our house? I love rocking chairs. If I count how many rocking chairs I have in my house, let's do a quick count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because I love rocking chairs. I have them in almost every room and in all different styles in my house. But rocking chairs are, I love them. But what's the craziness behind a rocking chair? Well, we're going to get into tools in a minute besides the broom and the ladder. But a rocking chair, let me just, I just lost my little cheat sheet here. Let me see if I can pull it back up again. Okay. So if you're using your rocking chairs, it's not a problem. But Irish legends say that an empty rocking chair invites evil spirits into your home. And if a chair's rocking on its own, spooky music here. If a rocking chair is rocking on its own, they say, look out, the evil spirits are already there and death could be lying in the wait. I sit on all my rocking chairs. I love my rocking chairs. I have them inside, outside. As a matter of fact, I skipped around. I think I have 6 rocking chairs. Now I'm going to go and count when I'm done. So make sure that if you have rocking chairs in your home, you're using them occasionally. Put some pillows on there. I know my cat loves my rocking chairs. So something fun. We talked about the mirrors, but I want to talk about some tools around your house. We talked about ladders. Yep. But there's other tools in your house that could be considered superstitious, like a garden hoe. So carrying a garden hoe or even a shovel into your house can bring death or at least bad luck with it. So if you accidentally bring one into your house after you finish gardening, it's best to walk backwards out the door you enter to try to reverse the bad fortune. So no garden hoes, no shovels coming into your house right now because they bring bad luck with them. I've heard that about walking backwards out of your house with certain things, but I never realized it pertained to a garden hoe. And another one is an axe. Now, a lot of you are chopping wood, getting ready for your fireplaces or your wood-burning stoves. And, you know, a lot of people would think an axe has a lot of history around it, ancient history. And it does. Some sources, some people, air quotes again, state that it's bad luck to carry an axe over your shoulder through the house, while others say that simply bringing one into the house is bad luck, and it definitely portends death. at the very least, we can all agree that axes aren't the safest thing to bring in our house and have lying around anyway. So no garden hose, no axes, no old brooms that you brought from your old house, no ladders, none of those. Before I take another commercial break, here's a great one. And I love this. You know, we all associate cardinals with our loved ones coming to visit us. I've talked about it on the show before. And in many cultures, a bird flying through an open window into your house is considered to be bad luck, often signaling the death of a family member. Yeah, how about that? I did not know that. I did not know that a bird actually flying into your house signals bad luck or death of a family member. So to be extra careful, don't even introduce them as pets or display in decoration form as ornaments or finials in your house because you're bringing a bird into your house. Yes, we have more. So you are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts as we talk about Halloween superstitions, and not just Halloween superstitions for your home. We're going to take a quick commercial break and I'm going to share some more superstitions that you should avoid in your home.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finished products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/Philly Siding. That's lpcorp.com/Philly Siding.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
If it's something weird.
All right, we might need some Ghostbusters for some of these. One of my listeners sent me a comment and a question. Sue said, "I didn't talk enough about mirrors. They should not be facing you in a bedroom." And she is right. I've talked about mirrors. Thanks, Sue. I've talked about mirrors before. On a segment that I did on feng shui. So just to help listeners that have mirrors facing their bed, some people do it for other reasons, but in feng shui, a mirror facing a bed can lead to relationship problems. And in feng shui, I've talked about mirrors facing the front door directly across from a front door. Mirrors should not in feng shui be placed directly across from a front door because energy comes into your house. And when a mirror is right there at the doorway, it causes the energy to bounce back out because it reflects off and it keeps it from flowing in the house. And some people say that if you have a mirror right near your door, which is fine as long as it's not facing the door. But some traditions believe that a mirror can steal your soul. Thanks, Sue. Love the question. Let's talk about some other things in your house that you might want to look at or remove. I just love all these. There's so many superstitions. Like when I started researching this, I realized that I could do a whole show on this. When you're decorating in your house, there's certain things that you really don't want to decorate with. And as I said, getting rid of dead flowers. But there is a superstition, Valentine's Day, what are we going to do then? That if you like to make bouquets and you'd like to put a lot of blooms in there or go monochromatic, in Victorian superstition, displaying red and white flowers together in a vase foretells death. They say this combination of color is considered particularly bad luck in hospitals. Red and white flowers. Are you thinking about sending them to somebody? I'm sorry. I'm just being facetious because it's the holidays. Who knew we'd have so much to go going on? Now, we all heard umbrellas. We all know that it's bad luck to open an umbrella indoors. I'm pretty particular about that myself. I won't open an umbrella indoors. And this is a familiar superstition that seems to have its roots in both Egyptian and Norse traditions that hold the idea that bringing an umbrella indoor insults the protective powers of the home's guardian spirits. Whether it's bad luck or not is debatable with a lot of people, but still, it's worth keeping the umbrella outside or closing it before you bring it in the house. Also, for all you decorators out there, they say scenes of destruction can bring negative energy into your house and could bring distress into your household. So some feng shui consultants advise against displaying a painting or a photograph of like barren lands or the aftermath of a natural disaster or a shipwreck or a battle or anything of that sort, because it invites the negative energy into your house. And why would you want to hang that up anyway? It's not a positive picture. So I certainly wouldn't do it. And for those of you that are decorating your house, now this is really important. And I talked about this in feng shui because some love those cute little trendy cactuses that are out there. But spiky plants like cactuses and thorny acacia are among the things that cause bad luck and can even lead to discord in your home. So if you are decorating and you want to bring plants and positive energy into your home and enhance your family's wealth and health, opt instead for jade plants or pothos or lucky bamboo. And we've all heard about lucky bamboo and how good it is to have that in your house. So those are just a couple plants that you want to definitely consider. Now, here we are. Peacock feathers. Yep. Some people, peacock feathers are absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But they're considered a symbol of bad luck in many Western countries. It's unclear why. But perhaps they're saying that the eyes on the feathers conjure up fears of the evil eye, or maybe their glamorous plumage and the fact that insects like them is a reason not to have them in your house. And if you're determined to hold on to these beautiful jewel colored, you know, turquoise and blues and greens, they're so beautiful. In Eastern cultures, peacocks are symbols of good fortune. So there you go. Again, superstition for your house if you're moving or anything of that sort. Dishes are always and have always been considered a symbol of the wealth and the spirit of the home. You know, we like to feed people, we like to serve people, but a chipped plate or a broken bowl brings negative energy into the home. To keep good luck flowing, you should toss broken dishes. And while you're out of it, get rid of your broken furniture and anything else that's damaged in your home. However, I remember on one of my shows, I did talk about the Japanese culture of using gold leaf and gold and different things to fix something that's chipped or broken that brings new life and better spirit into something that's broken. So if you have a mug or a cup or something that you absolutely love and you just can't part with tossing it, you might want to look up that superstition of fixing a broken chipped bowl and how you do it to bring it back to good life. Yep. Now, here is another big no-no in your house. You want to keep energy positive with superstition. Do not use the underside of your bed for storage. Items stowed under the bed disrupt the flow of energy, which is a big feng shui no-no. to maximize positive energy and improve rest, keep the area under the bed clear and make sure you are dusting and vacuuming it. Stashing your closet overflow under the bed is a form of clutter and can lead to misfortunes and loss of wealth. So if you absolutely must use the space for storage, keep items very neatly organized. Very neatly organized in your house so that you can keep the flow and move things around. So this all started with a spindle that I saw that got me going on superstitions. And in architecture, the number 13, the blue ceiling of a porch is also meant to create the sky and help create the illusion that the day lasts longer. Here's a good one in architecture, and you might have this around your home. Around the United States, often here in Pennsylvania and Ohio, we see large, large stars mounted on houses and more often than that, barns. And it's believed that the Pennsylvania Dutch, or it could have German roots. They're saying Pennsylvania Dutch or German roots. People used to paint these stars on barns to ward off evil. Sometimes they were referred to as hex stars. And we know that the Amish and Pennsylvania Dutch are extremely superstitious. And they commonly featured 6, 8, or 12 points and were outlined with a circle or a square. And we know that that goes back to the burning of witches and all that other stuff. Today, you'll find a lot of barn stars for sale as metal pieces that can be easily mounted on any building, and they're supposed to be good luck. So since then, you know, now we have the 5-pointed stars, God bless the USA, and those are viewed as a sign of good luck. I only have a couple minutes left, but church gargoyles, many churches and cathedrals and buildings in the United States and around the world feature Gothic architecture, and they're adorned with gargoyles. We've all seen them. Just look up when you're in the city. I promise you'll see some. It is believed to be it is believed that these highly visible, horrifying creatures were meant to serve as reminders of the horrors of hell, and that sinners would and that sinners would face hell if they didn't seek salvation inside the church. In addition to a spiritual scare, gargoyles are designed to be quite practical. These stone features typically have spouts in their mouth that drain away water from buildings, much like a rain gutter. So look up when you're around, you know, and we're talking about evil spirits, and I only have like 3 minutes left here. So with that being said, and all these superstitions, I want to remind people, 1 week from today, you are voting. Vote your conscience. Vote for goodness and not evil, as superstitions suggest. So, and remember, I've been saying this for the longest time, and I heard it this weekend, even when Michelle Obama was speaking. When you go into the booth to vote, it is between you and your conscience. Nobody knows who you vote for. If somebody is telling you who to vote for and you disagree, they don't need to know who you vote for. I'm not saying it's okay to lie, but it's nobody's business. So vote your conscience, vote for the prosperity of our country, vote for happiness and joy, vote for getting rid of all the chaos and the anger and the fear mongering and the hate in our country. Whatever you do, people, especially here in Pennsylvania, please, please, please go out and vote. I want to take a minute again to thank our sponsor, LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding in Brush Smooth Finish. It is absolutely beautiful, backed by a 50-year prorated limited warranty. It is absolutely gorgeous. I love the product. Comes in 16 factory finish versatile colors, including timeless classics and bold on-trend statements, if you're that bold person. And if you want to know more about LP SmartSide, please visit lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes. You will not be disappointed. And if you want to also know more about LP SmartSide, we had one of their representatives here on our show, Home Improvement Fix and Facts. I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, maybe even longer than that. Time flies. So you can go back and listen to that podcast. If you wanted to know more about any of the superstitions that I talked about today, go back and listen to the podcast. TJ, I'll have it up online a little bit later today. And just be safe out there. We are at that time that the world is so tumultuous. So we need to pay it forward, do something nice for somebody, read the superstitions to bring goodness into your house and make it a great week. We'll be back here next week, same place, same time. Yes, we will be here on Election Day. Thanks for listening. And next Monday, we have another author on our show on Tell Me More. So, okay, gotta go. Bye.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home.